Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Pine Collaspis beetle. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. So, John, what exactly is this Pine Collaspis beetle?
Well, Amy, the Collaspis pinei, named by Barber, is a defoliating insect on southern conifers. It is a native forest pest in the eastern southeastern United States. The adult beetle is tiny, only about 3/16 of an inch long and about half that in width. It's oval in shape, tan to rusty in color with longitudinal stripes across the back. It's a common pest, but rarely does economic damage.
And which pine species are susceptible to this?
The beetle tends to prefer eating slash pine of the southern United States, which is restricted to southern Mississippi, south of I-10 and here, but will attack any of the southern pines, including loblolly, longleaf pond, shortleaf, spruce, and Virginia pines. It will also attack bald cypress and spruce. Infestations tend to be worse on trees bordering grassland or surrounded by grass, such as in yards or pastures.
And how does Pine Collaspis damage trees?
The adult beetles emerge this time of year, spring to early summer, and feed on pine needles. The adults will chew the edges of the second-year needles on southern pines, giving them kind of a jagged-looking appearance. Now, in southern pines, they keep their needles for 2 years and drop their oldest needles in the late summer to early fall. The chewed needles will turn brown, giving the tree the look of having been scorched by wildfire or maybe that it's dying. Heavy infestations can lead to complete defoliation of the older needles or on a bald cypress, which drops its leaves every year and flushes out in the spring. The adults then lay eggs in the soil, and the larvae live there over winter in the soil, feeding on roots.
Is Pine Collaspis a serious insect pest?
Damage is usually very limited in forest conditions. The adults emerge before pine bud break, so only the second-year needles are eaten, and there is only one life cycle per year. So brand-new needles on pines will still flush in the spring and are not susceptible to damage from this insect. Now, on Christmas tree farms, growers should monitor their plantations to limit feeding when the adult Collaspis beetles are active. And there are insecticides available to control this insect.
Okay, so what insecticides are available to use on Collaspis beetles?
Organophosphate insecticides such as malathion or carbamate insecticides such as 7 are labeled for this. Always follow label directions when using, mixing, and storing insecticides. Be sure to use recommended personal protective equipment. And note that some organophosphates are restricted use insecticides and will require a pesticide applicator's license to purchase.
Okay, so give me a summary of what we've talked about today concerning Collaspis beetles.
The Collaspis beetle is a common springtime pest in our southern forests, attacking southern pines and bald cypress. Damage tends to be worse on trees that border grassland or are in yards. Generally, damage is limited to the older needles on southern pines, so new needles will flush out. It is not considered a serious pest to southern pines, but it can have more impact on damage to bald cypress or in Christmas tree plantations. Christmas tree growers should monitor their plantations to spray for this insect. If you have questions, contact me at 662-566-8013 or your local extension office.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.